Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Acts chapter 1, verses 21 and 22 and 26. Peter said, "It is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection." Then they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias, so he was added to the 11 apostles. The number 12 is significant in the Bible. That number is closely associated with God's people. In the Old Testament, there were 12 tribes of Israel. In the New Testament, there were 12 apostles. Well, there were 12 apostles. After he betrayed Jesus, Judas was seized with remorse and took his own life. Then there were only 11 apostles, and God does not leave things incomplete. So after Jesus ascended into heaven, Peter addressed the believers and told them that it was time to replace Judas. The believers prayed, cast lots, and Matthias was chosen. We do not know what happened to Matthias after this. He is not mentioned again. So why does the Bible make such a big deal of his selection? Because the big deal is not Matthias. It is what Matthias was called to do. Peter said that Matthias must become a witness with us of Jesus' resurrection. The big deal about Matthias is that he was an eyewitness. He could tell people, "This is not made up. I was there. I walked and talked with Jesus before he was crucified, and I saw him alive again 3 days after he died." We did not see Jesus' death and resurrection or hear his teaching, but Matthias and the other apostles did, and their eyewitness testimony is recorded in the Bible. Jesus saved us by giving his perfect life and dying the death that we deserve. But Christ is risen. It's true. We can count on it for eternal life. Lord Jesus, thank you for providing me with witnesses of your resurrection and for preserving their testimony in the Bible. Most of all, thank you for giving me eternal life in the risen Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.